Well, I mean, first of all, Patrick, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Obviously, you know, it's nice to win any award, but the Guardian's Children's Fiction Prize is the big one.
It's a big one because the history of it goes on for so long. I mean, the names on the list. I mean, you know, Watership Down won it. I mean, that's how much history it has. So.
You're in good company.
Yeah, very good company.
Well, in The Knife of Never Letting Go, men can hear each other think. What gave you the idea for that?
Well, we can almost hear each other think now. I mean, with texts and with the internet and messaging and mobile phones, I mean, you can't go anywhere without hearing what people are thinking, whether you want to or not. So the idea just came from the next logical step, is what if you couldn't get away from someone thinking all the time? So it's our world, you know, taken one step further.
Do you think that information overload is something that young people would be particularly sensitive to?
I think so, because, I mean, you know, you see, you know, just in schools, the constant texting that's done, the constant, you know, YouTube and all the instant communication with one another. And, you know, there's a nice subversive element to it, of course, you know, which is fun for a teenager. But, I mean, I think that an important part of being a teenager is privacy, is being able to privately decide who you are. And I think that's what gets lost. And I think that's a real shame.
The Knife of Never Letting Go is the first of a planned trilogy. Where are you going to take us in the next installment?
You'll have to read. The next installment is actually done. It's called The Ask and the Answer, and it comes out in May, but I'm remaining tight-lipped. Plot is a complete secret, but things happen. Let's leave it at that.
In the rave review that Frank Cottrell Boyce wrote in The Guardian of your book, mm-hmm. He did complain that your book was in, I think, what he called the ghetto of young adult fiction. Is that something that a complaint that you'd make, or are you happy for it to be stocked in bookshops anywhere?
Yeah, well he got a lot of stick for that, did Frank Cottrell Boyce, and I think some of it unfairly. I mean, I can see his point. I think it was more of a larger point of calling it a teenage book, so that people younger than it shouldn't read it and people older than it shouldn't read it. I think that's what he was afraid of, and I can see his point, but I think people read a lot more fluidly than that, which is why I think the age labeling will be ineffective, you know, even if it happens, which, you know, probably won't now. But I think people leap boundaries anyway. So, I mean, I can see his point. I can see his point that he doesn't want it to be called something. He'd rather it be fluid. And I can see that.
There are some extraordinarily good books for young people out there at
mm-hmm.
the moment.
Yes.
Is this something of a golden age for children's books, do you think?
I think so, because I think people have really realized that, one, a teenage audience is receptive. That I've always said this, that if you don't insult the intelligence of a teenage audience, then they are therefore more willing to follow you to wilder places. And so I found it liberating, and I think other writers are finding it liberating as well. A teenage reading audience is greedy in exactly the right way. You know, they want something outlandish, they want something different, and they also want the truth. And it's a great audience to write for.
Well, The Guardian's been publishing a series of guides this week on how to write, and tomorrow's focus is on books for children. What do you think makes a good book for children?
I think a good book for children is what makes a good book for an adult. I think you should only ever write a story you'd want to read, ever. I think that should be the only criteria. If you start writing a book with a political point of view or to tell a lesson, I think you're setting out to write a mediocre book. I have only ever, ever had response and any level of success with books that I've written more or less to amuse myself.